right. It's the Take It Down Confederate Flag Rally earlier this week in Jackson, Mississippi. Mississippi is the only state that still flies the Confederate flag. And Governor Phil Bryant has declared that April will be celebrated as National Confederate Heritage Month. Damn. Man, boy. Attorney Carlos Moore, a Mississippi-based civil rights attorney, is suing Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant over this matter. Dr. Jamal Bryant from Philadelphia has helped to lead straight out of patience, take down the flag rally march on Tuesday. Attorney Carlos Moore and Dr. Jamal Bryant, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right, Jamal. All right. I like the name of the Straight Out of Patience.
Straight Out of Patience.
That's good. Take down the flag rally, and you got a march coming up on Tuesday, huh?
It was.
Oh, it was this past Tuesday
at the Capitol, right?
Yeah.
It's been over 150 years. I think that for Mississippi to get over the fact that they lost, they're poor losers, and I think they need to pull it down immediately. If South Carolina can do it, that Mississippi should do it. And I want the listeners to know how heavy racism is. The attorney probably won't tell you who was bold and courageous enough to sue the governor. Within 24 hours, white supremacists on social media have actively called for a hit on his life for trying to pull down the Confederate flag. And so as much as we think this is a post-racial society, we're still in the thick of the fight.
Hey, Carlos Moore, what's the governor's real argument for the flag?
He believes because it went to referendum in 2001 and the majority voted 2-1 to keep the flag that it should stay. And so I'm challenging it under the unconstitutionality of the flag under the 13th Amendment and 14th Amendment in federal court. So we think we have a good shot at winning in the federal court.
And declaring April this year as National Confederate Heritage Month. That's what a slap.
Yeah, that was very foul. It was very offensive. I think it was intentional. It was an insult to every African-American in Mississippi. He did it during Black History Month. I mean, he did it intentionally, and we are not taking it lightly. We're going to make him pay for that offense, and that flag is going to come down.
Mm. And how was the attendance on Tuesday at the Capitol, the Rotunda?
We had hundreds of people there. The turnout was great, and we are excited. We are building a movement, and this is going to be a revolution in Mississippi. We're excited that a HBCU grad will be making the decision. Judge Carlton Reeves, who was appointed by President Obama in 2010.
What HBCU?
Jackson State University.
All right.
And so, Jamal, Bryant, you are from the outside looking in, and what can the rest of us from other parts of the country do in support of you?
I think that the reality is that right now we're waiting for the court date to move forward, but to be prepared to lend our support. As I said, the white supremacist groups have already reared their heads, but the black people in Mississippi, and let me add, and white people in Mississippi, believe that it's full time. So really, we just have to wait for due process and pray for the protection and covering for those who are fighting the good fight of faith.
I remember when they had that referendum, and I was just so shocked that it was voted 2-1 to keep the flag. And you have so many African Americans who are registered voters in Mississippi. The margin looked almost as if some black people said keep the flag.
Well, we have 38% of the population, so I don't believe every black went to the polls to vote because it was 6-35. So that indicates that every black did not go. But
when is it coming back on the ballot?
It is no scheduled date. There are some. They are trying to get signatures now to get it back on the ballot, either in November of 2016 or in November of 2017.
But well, how's that going?
They don't have enough signatures yet, and I believe we'll have this federal suit.
You got enough black people to go in Mississippi to sign the petition to get it on the ballot.
Well, the blacks don't want to go to vote again because we know we're still in the minority, and the sentiment has not changed. It would fail again 2-1 or something like that. So
but
our only hope is the federal court.
Certainly not every white person in Mississippi is in favor of keeping this flag up.
Not every white person, but it's not meaning that it's going to stand strong with us. We did have one to speak at the rally on Tuesday, and we appreciate her.
Wow.
The Republicans in the state house have a super majority, mm-hmm. And have tried to take every level of local municipality that is run by black people, from the airport to the sewage to the water, they've tried to take over. And so black people in Mississippi are fighting an uphill battle every day.
When you were marching on Tuesday, did you have hecklers?
We did not. We had some sons of Confederate soldiers standing around watching, but they didn't heckle us.
And as Pastor Bryant mentioned, Attorney Carlos Moore, there have been threats against you. Are you fearful?
I'm not afraid. I believe this is God ordained, and I believe he's protected me. But I have taken measures to protect my family and my staff. So I've hired full-time security privately for my family. So it's sad I have to do this in 2016. But we've done it, and we're also going to be asking for federal protection.
And how is it that Charles Evers, who makes a stand for
endorses Donald Trump?
Everybody got a crazy family member somewhere.
Well, you're right about that.
Yeah, everybody got a crazy family
member. All of us got one, and we just need to pray our family members don't get a press conference.
Just because that's Mecca Evers.
Well, keep up the great work, gentlemen, and good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Take it down, the Confederate flag in Mississippi. It's time. Let it go.
Been time. Yeah.